Normally, you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon, full of
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
What? Don Lemon's commentary is brought to you by AARP this Labor Day weekend. Join the Time to Win a Family Reunion as AARP brings out Jill Scott.
Wow.
And the Grown Folks Concert. Learn more about AARP at aarp.org/blackcommunity. Don Lemon, good morning.
Good morning. Kim, you see how they do me with that introduction?
Yeah, you know, what was that about?
They're wrong. They can't help
they're
me.
Just this wrong. Show,
this show is on fire this morning. And by the way, I love me some Jill Scott. Anyway,
yes.
There are a couple of things to talk about this morning with this election. One of them is probably really important, but nobody's talking about it, y'all. Why? Because Donald Trump stole the thunder and once again shaped the control of the media narrative. He completely overshadowed Hillary Clinton's speech at the American Legion in Cincinnati yesterday, which put Clinton on the defensive, having to respond to Trump, who at the same time was garnering media attention on a world stage. Play it.
You don't build a coalition by insulting our friends or acting like a loose cannon. You do it by putting in the slow, hard work of building relationships.
That may indeed be true, but no sooner than Clinton had finished her speech when it was forgotten about. I'm just being honest. The cameras and the focus turned to Donald Trump, who swooped in at the invitation of Mexico's president, Enrique Peña Nieto, to hold a statesman-like meeting together with him in Mexico City, Mexico. There was live coverage on every cable network of Trump's whereabouts and time of arrival. You could see the shots of his helicopter landing, of his motorcade. What would we see? How would he act? Would he say something outlandish? Would President Nieto, would he and the president clash on the world stage? Then this happened. Listen.
Thank you. It is a great honor to be invited by you, Mr. President. A great, great honor. Thank you.
It
we had a very substantive, direct, and constructive exchange of ideas over quite a period of time.
It appeared like he had pulled it off. He didn't embarrass himself. He read his speech. He did what he was supposed to do. Not only had he managed to upstage Hillary Clinton, but he had managed to go into an adversary's territory and come out unscathed. That was until the two men took questions from the press, and the first one being, who would pay for this infamous wall?
We did discuss the wall. We didn't discuss payment of the wall. That'll be for a later date. This was a very preliminary meeting. I think it was an excellent meeting.
Yeah, for his signature policy, the one that had garnered so much attention, building a wall that Mexico would pay for, he had not even bothered to discuss it with the man who had to sign the check. He said that he's going to sign the check. The CEO of the Clinton campaign tweeted out that Trump had choked, and to add insult to injury, President Nieto tweeted out that he had indeed discussed with Trump that Mexico would not pay for the wall. Clinton's CEO then updated his tweet, adding that Trump had not only choked, but had gotten beaten in the room and lied about it. Trump later stood by his comment that he had not discussed the wall. He said, I didn't discuss the wall with him, so he's saying that the man lied. We may never know the truth about what actually happened, but like it or not, you have to concede, and most people did, that Donald Trump won the battle in the war on optics by looking presidential yesterday. And in the, at the end of the day and at the beginning of the day, it's the photo op that matters. Don't believe me? Take a look at every morning paper. Yes, Hillary
Clinton. You're not talking about Hillary's speech. You're talking about Donald Trump.
In talking Mexico. About yeah, Donald well, Trump. She may be the former Secretary of State, and she's had all these meetings, but you're only as good as your last broadcast. You're only as good as your last photo op, at least in this particular instance. And right
like
now,
but
Don,
she hasn't been anywhere to do anything
right.
over the last month and a half.
Well, what should she do? What should she do, Seth, Don?
I'm not saying what she should do. She certainly should not be reacting to Donald Trump. And I know a lot of people are going to disagree, but I have to tell you, all I did, I mentioned Hillary Clinton's speech once yesterday, and the only reason I mentioned it is to say that we weren't covering. I mentioned, seriously, it was the same thing with Baton Rouge. he stole the media narrative with Baton Rouge. And I know people are going to say she's the Secretary of State. She doesn't need to do that. She has all this experience. She should accept the invitation and go.
And go.
Everything counts at this point, especially now that her post-convention bounce is dwindling.
She is coming up.
And we still have 60-some days left.
Yeah. She hasn't made any public appearances except to go out and do some fundraising.
And Trump is going everywhere and saying whatever he wants to.
Even without the invitation, she should have been in Baton Rouge. Especially when they were telling the president, you should be here, and the governor is saying, no, you can't come right now. Right. It wouldn't do good for security. She should have been on
Trump's
the
been
plane
to Baton Rouge,
and been there.
He's been to Mexico.
Just turn on the TVs. I know y'all sit there. You have television.
He's not even buying time, and he's killing.
He doesn't have to. He's never had to. Right now.
And now he's going to Detroit for the black vote.
He's meeting with Suge Knight next week. Next week he's going to meet Suge Knight.
All jokes aside, it would not be a bad move if she showed up at the family reunion this weekend. This is where the people are. This is where she needs to be.
That's where you need to. Call her. You need to call her. All you have to do is turn on the television and just flip through every channel. Right now, everybody's talking about Donald Trump's immigration plan. I was on the air live until 1 a.m.
And it doesn't have to make sense. All right.
You were live on the air what? You said what, Don? You were live on the air what?
Until 1 a.m. covering Donald Trump's speech.
And you talked about her once.
I talked about her once to say that we weren't talking about her.
Wow.
And every other channel was live till 1. Why do you think I wasn't live just to be live? We were competing with other channels.
And her ratings are down now to a 2-point lead.
He's within her 2-point lead, and that's within the plus or minus 3%.
All right, Don.
Hillary's got this.